Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Oh, just thank the Lord for you this morning. Hallelujah. Pray that you had a great weekend. Hallelujah. And if things didn't go quite the way that you wanted them to go, you still knew that God is with you. Hallelujah. Not was, but is. That's continuation. He's still there. Yes, he is. So we give honor to God this morning, who is the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Our Father. Yes, we honor our Father in the mighty name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Oh, we come in no other name. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. God is good. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When you find yourself getting so rushed and aggravated and just stop. Just relax. I know you say Jesus. Those who know his real name by Yeshua, say Yeshua. Son of the living God. Hallelujah. You are my peace. You paid the price for my peace. And just meditate on that for a few seconds. Just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You paid the price for my peace. You make the crooked ways straight. And you make some straight ways crooked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Things are happening in my body, situations, circumstances. Lord, I thank you. You know. You know how to fix it all. Put it all in your hands. When you find you want to beat your hand against the wall and scream because people are being so selfish, just stop. When life is turning out the way that you, after all that you tried and tried to make things different, just hold your peace. Just trust God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Just relax. Let go. Hallelujah. Just relax. Let go. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Just relax. Let it go. If there are people in your life who have disappointed you, and because you thought and you put them, that's not being fair to them, not to yourself. We wanted them to be what we wanted them to be, and we didn't stop to look to see just who they are. Are they still faithful to you? Are they still kind to you? Everybody has a history. But I thought, yeah, but look at the wonder what God did. Glory. Look what God did. You don't know their past. Uh-huh. And someone can say the very same thing about you. But then you can say, look what God did. Yes. Look what God did. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, make all things new. Look at God. And as I said, sometimes we put too much pressure on people. Well, they pretend. No, they be who they are. And yes, there are some pretenders. We're not going to go there. But most of the time, God changed people. And they said, well, I didn't know all of that. It wasn't your business. Because somebody will say that about you. Somebody could be saying it right now about you. Well, I didn't know. I thought. We got to stop thoughting. Let people be who they are. And if they can be in your circle, good. If they can't, we can still be kind. We don't have to turn our nose up at anyone. We can still be kind and loving. Hallelujah. You don't know the story. Hallelujah. So just don't get so discombobulated. Just relax. They didn't do what I want them to do. Okay, they promise. Okay, things happen. Don't get so, just relax. God got it. Oh, God could just open our eyes that we may see that he's with us. He is. He is with us. In the midst of some of the most troubling situations and circumstances, where it's just so many layers that it just seems impossible. There's no way that God is right there. He promised. He promised he'll never leave us. And yes, as we've discussed many times, well, Lord, you were there when that happened to me. And you let it happen to me. There are some big pictures. And our ancestors, Father, you let them enslave my people and then Jim Crow, and they don't want to admit what they've done and they still doing after all these years, and you want me to do what? Yes. But, you know, God gives us wisdom. He'll let us know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. God make all things new. God refresh us. We don't have to be mean. Sometimes we can be a little mean, you know. God doesn't want that. When we're doing our care for individuals, our attitude, even when they have said some of the harshest things to you, God is not judging you on how they treat you. God is judging us on how we treat them. Well, let's be step by step, loving and kind, and just trusting in God. Just letting it go. Just letting it go. The frustration, the aggravation, just let it go. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. He can handle it. And he can soothe. He can soothe. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. 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 Talking to Mother Dunlap on yesterday. And she was busy trying to get her caretaker home. The weather was still bad there. Well, it wasn't snowing, but talking about the ground. And her faithfulness to God. Her faithfulness to God. Her faithfulness to God. It's just a blessing and it's strengthening. Yeah. Her faithfulness to God. She wrote a dynamic book. Her journey. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. And he can still use her now. Hallelujah. God is good. So let's just exercise that breathing. As they say, breathing help brings down the blood pressure. You got Jesus. Put a little smile on your face. Got Jesus. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Oh, but Jesus got me. Yeah, we may be disappointed. Maybe things don't happen just the way we planned. Got it. God got it. Yes. Remind yourself to just rest knowing that he has it and he's in full control. Hallelujah. But what can we do? We can glorify him. We can magnify him. Wherever we go, oh, our foot touch. We just plead the blood of Yeshua. That's right. We just plead the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. See how look, our young black men and women, we just plead the blood of Yeshua. Oh, God got them. Hallelujah. The ones we can't even see. The ones who are so angry. Oh, God got them because he said all souls of mine. Yes. All souls are mine. The little black ones, white ones, yellow ones, red ones, oh, they all belong to God. We all belong. He is the creator. Hallelujah. God got it. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Bishop and I was having our time of Sunday morning. As we always do every morning, and just went back to Genesis, where God prophesied that he was sending his plan for his children, even though they were in a bad state, and they would do some rough stuff. He had a plan in place of redemption. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. God loves us. Hallelujah. Isn't that a good thing? But just, sometimes you see it where you made errors like, Lord, I knew better than that. I know what. Cover it, cover it, cover it. Where I'll cover it, Lord. Just cover it in the name of Jesus. Cover it, Lord. Cover it, Lord. Cover. Thank you for helping me, Lord. Thank you. God is good. Let peace, just flow. Let peace of the living God. So much so that when people just pass by us, they can feel it. You don't have to say a thing. You don't have to put on a funny face or act a certain way. Oh, God, we thank you. Peace of God, the shalom, wholeness, completeness. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his wonderful name. His name is wonderful. Oh, yes. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know the song that I heard, that I shared? There is a place I love to be in the presence of the Lord. There is a name that's full of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, says Jesus, my Lord. What? Oh, my goodness. There is a place I love to be. And it's in the presence of my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels gather and they glorify and they worship him. Oh, glory, glory, glory. This is the day. We don't know what's in store. He does. Everything we need, he has provided it for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we pray the peace of God that passes all understanding, the joy of God that is our strength. Yes. Ooh, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for being with us this morning. We thank you for speaking to us and through us. We thank you for flowing, allowing your love to just flow over us, in us, just all through us, Lord. The love that when we pass someone in need of love, they'll respond. Oh, God, hallelujah. But thank you, Lord. God got it. Sometimes we don't even have to open our mouth, just to smile. Hallelujah. Let us do what is necessary according to your will and according to your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our God. And thank you for allowing us to be called children of the Most High God. God, we thank you. We could just stop right there. It covered it. Hallelujah. That which was broken was brand new. It's now brand new. A new covenant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Oh, my God. Ooh, we didn't choose it. You did. We are so grateful. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you for the fullness. Hallelujah. Thank you for the covenant in our lives. Active. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We do have a part in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, thank you for releasing the hostages on this weekend. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, the fires and the, oh, God, the murders. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. The offenses against each other. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Help us, Lord. Send help from the sanctuary. Only you can help us, Lord. Oh, God. In Washington, D.C., the decision makers, step in their minds, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just men. Hallelujah. Their very heart is in your hand. Hey, God, hallelujah. Ooh, in spite of them, in spite of their prejudice, in spite of their differences, indifferences, Lord, we ask that you have your way. Hallelujah. Ooh, oh, God. You're God, and you rule in the affairs of man. Hey, we thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. The insecurities. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Help. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, let it just flow on down to the grassroots. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Ooh, every fund that was intended, let it go places that it was intended.
Oh, let it reach, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, let none attempt to play you. Oh, nah, being having a decision. Hallelujah. Just let it flow like it was designed and orchestrated to do. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. In spite of man. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for remembering every senior citizen, those that have been abandoned, those that are in places where people are taking advantage of them. Almighty God, step in, make the crooked way straight. Oh, God, give those that are responsible for them, hallelujah, a heart of compassion. Oh, God, let them be removed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We just bless your name this morning. We thank you for the very breath we're breathing. Thank you for roots over our head. Thank you for blankets, Almighty God. Thank you for heat. Thank you for a bed to sleep, Almighty God, because you have some who have only the sky as their roof. Almighty God, some are going through so much. Just so they can be warm or in a home. God, you didn't intend for it to be. Turn that situation around. Oh, God, they all have to give up their children so they can have a warm place. Oh, God, step into those situations. Have your way. Turn them around. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah, we bless your name, your wonderful name, for you are indeed a majesty on high, and you are the sovereign Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you for ordering our steps and your people everywhere. Thank you for giving hope. Yes, Lord. Thank you for giving hope. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you for strengthening us that we can stand. Hallelujah. We can stand. Hallelujah. Confidence. Hallelujah. Your people everywhere standing. Holy boldness. Ooh, ready. Ready to give the reason. Hallelujah. With gentleness, with gentleness, all of our convictions. Yes, Lord. Ooh, very convincing. Hallelujah, with gentleness. Hallelujah. Glory to change lives. Hallelujah. Not to make ourselves look grand, to change lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Calm storms. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you for giving us all favor with you and favor with man. And Father, we thank you for your mercy. Those that are in the hospital about to have surgery, those who are being admitted, we plead the blood and apply the blood of Yeshua over them. The doctors, the nurses, the technicians. Yes, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. We thank you for the manifestation. And Father, we thank you for being with us. Thank you for surrounding us. Thank you. Thank you for protecting us, shielding us. Thank you for being our help and our shield. Thank you. When we cry to you, you hear us and you answer. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. They're those pains racking their body. Ease the pain, Almighty God. Ease the pain, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Pandemic. Touch bodies. Let her breathe, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. What a wonderful day. And what a wonderful God you are. You make all things new. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord for being with us thus far. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And I am your host, Pastor Margaret Lee. And my sisters, they're on post. Good morning, Sister Rowan. Elder Peterson, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. It's kind of chilly this morning. Kind of chilly this morning. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. I was studying and I came across this prayer by Constantine. He's one of the ancient fathers. It says from the ancient church. But I thought it was interesting, and it's not mine. And it's tagged petition. And it says, Lord, I commit my failures as well as my successes unto your hand. And I bring for you, and I bring for your healing the people and situations, the wrong, the hurt of the past. I'm sorry, the wrongs and the hurts of the past. Give me courage, strength, and generosity to let go and move on. Leave the past behind me and living the present to the full. Lead me always to be positive as I entrust the past to your mercy, the present to your love, and the future to your providence. And that was Augustine, one of the ancient fathers, and the time was 354. Well, he was born in 354, and he passed away at 430. But I said, oh, this is so wonderful. Lead me always to be positive as I entrust the past to your mercy, the present to your love, and the future to your providence. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'll say that. Out of all the rights, I didn't say that. I don't see anything, so I can't share so many, but I just ran across. And I mean, it is just so beautiful. So beautiful. And God has had people been holding on and praying and trusting in him. But it's good. Hallelujah. We just have a few more minutes. I'm just going to be on for 45 minutes this morning. And I'll do that for a while. I don't want to irritate my voice or my vocal cords. But anyway,
I just want to say good morning to you, and I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And yes, we're going to read our scripture. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, you know where we're going, Genesis. Yeah, Genesis. I had a few thoughts going through my head, and I was thinking about some things, and this song came to mind. It says, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I don't think that's not the song. But when I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, yeah, that's the song. My soul cries, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. When I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, let's not take anything for granted. And, oh, yeah, I get joy when I think about Jesus. That's it. I get joy. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I just need to sit down and watch a movie. Just do something for me. Oh, I'll read later. I just need to do it. But when I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, hallelujah, I get joy. Hallelujah. And truly you get the joy. Oh my goodness, it's so rewarding. It is just simply rewarding, I'm telling you. And when the Holy Spirit bring a song to you that satisfies, that meet the need, I'm just, oh Lord, have mercy. Whew. That's why you cannot, you can't conform to man. You have to just conform and be satisfied in that place and be grateful to where God have you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face, oh my God, of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 1.
Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. And we bless his name. Let's get over here. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. You know where I'm going. 2 Chronicles 7:13. A question. If God has saved this. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Let's do 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. And God said, if I, meaning God, shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. People which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now 15 says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made in this place. He's talking about the temple that was made, that Solomon made, and he promised that in the temple his ears and his eyes would be attended. But then we are his temple. We are the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we don't realize how serious that is. Almighty God, bless your name. We say we wish we could have been in the garden and we would have done this and we could have done that. So many things we expound on or say we would have done. But we stop and don't realize he's with us. The Almighty God is with us. We are, do you not know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Keep the light burning. Excuse me, hat through the throat. You're the temple. And if the locusts come and all these things, and if it's sent by God, if sickness, and you know you got saints who look at you, don't get sick. You ain't saying you got some crooked stuff going on in your life. Instead of praying for each other, you know. We all have trials, we all have tribulations.
that we go through.
One person is sickness, yours could be your children, could be your finance, could be your husband, could be your wife, yada, 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 on and on and on. Hallelujah. But we look and we say, the hill ain't got no help for me. My help comes from the Lord. That's right. Hallelujah. My help. It gets personal. My help comes from the Lord. God is good. God is so good. And we, day by day, just reminded of his goodness and his kindness. And we measure, check what we are measuring his, our righteousness. Yes, that's what I say. What are we measuring that with and by? Material things? A number of people that I know of in high places? A question. How far will that take you to glory? Is that your glory train or your earthly train? It's good to have friends. It's good to have people just love you. But God first. God first. My nephew shared something with me over the weekend, how God has blessed him. He says, Auntie, when you put God first, there is a difference in your life. I said, yes, there is. He gives you such a peace and confidence, and things just start happening. I said, that's true. Isn't God good? Don't try to figure him out. Don't live without it. And don't live with it through the eyes of man. No, Lord, no. Love God for who he is and continuously build on your relationship with him. Build on that relationship. Just keep building. Hallelujah. Close the walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. And it'll make everything all right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about the trouble. Hallelujah. Well, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. That word is what we call peace. But it means nothing, wholeness, completeness. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, hallelujah, and forever. Woo! God bless you. Go in peace, go in love. Oh, go knowing that God is in control. He loves you and he got it. Oh, thank you, Lord. And you are a child of God. Until we meet again at the appointed time, God bless.